Some sounds in this century have never really been lost. They've merely been locked away, overlooked, or coveted by a few connoisseurs. Like this piece of tape. One of the strangest telephone conversations ever recorded. Brought to Lost and Found Sound by producer and writer Larry Massett.
Operator, do you read me now?
Hello?
Operator, will you stand by?
I have a tape which I've been playing for friends for more than 20 years now. I tend to play it to anybody who stops by the house. I've played it for the postman. I've played it for the plumber. I've had it for so long, I don't exactly recall how I got it. It would have had to have been back in the 70s, sometime when I was scuba diving a lot.
Commander Carpenter should be on in about 30 or 40 seconds.
At the time, I had friends, you know, scuba diving buddies, who were in the U.S. Navy. Apparently, it was making the rounds among U.S. Navy divers.
All right. Scott, we have a long-distance call for you. Will you hold, please?
Okay. The man you hear is Captain George Bond. In the mid-60s, Bond was in charge of a Navy program called SeaLab. The Navy was experimenting with sending divers to deeper and deeper depths for longer and longer periods of time to see what would happen, I guess. Now, one of these divers, the former astronaut Scott Carpenter, has just set a world record. He spent 30 days in the ocean at a depth of 200 feet. Captain Bond is now trying to place a prearranged phone call to the White House so that President Lyndon Johnson can offer Commander Carpenter the grateful thanks of the nation. It should be a purely ceremonial call, cut and dry. Commander Carpenter is not underwater anymore. He's in a decompression chamber. He's breathing air in which the nitrogen, which is the gas which can actually cause bends, the nitrogen has been replaced by helium. Helium's harmless, but it really messes up your voice. Listen now, as Bond and Carpenter try to convince a series of switchboard operators to please put the call through to the White House.
Hello, operator. Operator, this is Commander Carpenter on the line.
Thank you. Hello,
Commander
Carpenter. Scott? Yes.
Can you hear me, operator?
Yes, we can.
Now, Scott, will you speak, please?
Yes. How do you hear me, operator?
Not too well, sir. Ma'am, do you think it's possible to hear, or shall we try for a better connection? I don't know.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. How do you read that, operator?
I understand you. Yes.
But it's weak. I see.
Hello, operator. Yes. We can't hear him. Did he? Is this
operator.
The thing you can do for a connection?
All right, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, how now, operator?
Yes, we can understand you, can you, ma'am? No. Well, he says that's the best he can do.
All right, I will assume that there's hardly any need to put the call through if,
Operator, we wouldn't be able to understand. It's all garbled.
Well, you're bear in mind.